Some students who lean towards the STEM subjects find English difficult because it seems to be more amorphous or difficult to pin down. With this in mind, I'm recommending that you use something which I call the effect formula when writing about poetry. It's composed of three elements. You identify a technique, you then signpost to the examiner, and then write about the intended effect. So in the example that I have accompanying this audio file, I've made up a line from a poem using a simile. The ancient bat unfurled like a tatty umbrella in a tempest. So the technique here is clearly a simile because the bat unfurled like a tatty umbrella. Now, once I've identified what it is, I need to think about why the writer may have used this image. They could have described the ancient bat unfurling like a deflated balloon or an ancient bat unfurling like a newspaper. But we've selected an umbrella in a tempest, not just any umbrella, but a tatty umbrella. And so this line suggests perhaps that the bat is vulnerable to the strength of the tempest, and therefore it emphasizes perhaps the age of the bat, the fact that it's ancient, and we can imagine that it wouldn't fare too well in a tempest. So I'm going to take these ideas and then I'm going to put them together. So I've got my technique, a simile. I have my thoughts on what the technique is doing. So now I'm going to choose one of a number of different signposts I can use that's going to let the examiner know my intention here is to talk about the intended effect. So I could choose this suggests, this gives the impression, this connotes, this emphasizes, this implies, this invites us as readers to think. In this case, I'm going to choose which emphasizes, and then I'm going to write briefly about the thoughts and feelings that the writer has achieved in using this language feature. And when we put it together, we have the writer uses a simile, the ancient bat unfurled like a tatty umbrella in a tempest, which emphasizes the creature's vulnerability and age. And so you can see that by using these three parts of the formula in combination, we meet the required assessment objective in showing that we understand how poetry works. And if you use this formula, not only in explaining the way in which words are working, but also form and structural devices, it sets you up well to write to the mark scheme.